Lethal Cocktails by Sheila Stevenson, with Elizabeth Bell as Daphne Berkshire Hunt, Christopher Good as Teddy Berkshire Hunt, Joan Matheson as Aunt Agatha, and John Moffat as Inspector Alcock.
Gruesome, Lulu. You look a little déshabillé.
Darling, we've done nothing but drink champagne all the way from London. Such fun. Hello, dog, Arnold. What? Receiving my glass.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
We did have a teeny little accident with that awful man as we came through the village. Oh. He ruined the front bumper, didn't he, Freddy?
Damn fool should have looked where he was going, Mimsy. Few days in hospital should teach him a lesson.
Oh, Lord, locals can be such a trial, yes. Can't they? Now, do come inside, everyone.
Daphne, I'm terribly sorry. The dog, the lawn.
Don't think about it, Lionel. Perkins will see to it.
Oh,
who on earth is that?
Oh, dear. Oh, Daphs, I am sorry. We forgot to tell you about Cynthia.
Oh, my God.
Cynthia Crookrook. Cynthia, dear, how marvellous to see you.
She insisted, Daphne. We couldn't get rid of her.
Hello, Daphne. I bet you didn't expect to see me here.
It's a lovely surprise. Oh. Well, isn't this marvellous? Do come inside. Oh, I see you brought your accordion, Cynthia.
Oh, yes.
What a gorgeous treat. I'm sure we're all simply itching to hear you play. Now, where's that wretched girl? Gertie! Stop skulking around looking malevolent. Fetch the luggage.
I'm not called Gertie.
Don't be cheeky, Gertie. This is not a holiday camp. Come in, everyone. Oh,
come on.
My name's Edith, actually.
Rose, come and help me with this lot, will you? There's enough stuff here to open a shop.
One of the first rules of being in service, Gertie. Never express surprise at the foibles of one's superiors. I'll take the guns, shall I? We don't want any accidents, do we?
Oh, I do love the country. It's absolutely beautiful. Masses of nature and everything.
Drink, Cynthia?
Not for me, thanks. Teddy. I was thinking I might have a little nap before dinner. I expect you think me a terrible bore.
Nothing could be further from the truth, Cynthia. Gertie will show you to your room if we can find her. New, you see, not quite broken in yet.
Oh, I'm sure I'll manage quite well on my own, Daphne. Third left, second right and straight on, I asked your charming butler earlier. Don't miss me too much, will you?
Well, drinks, yes.
I just want to know who's responsible for inviting that woman.
Oh, don't look at me, darling. You know what she's like. Sticks like a limpet. And rather less attractive, don't you think? What are you doing?
I'm putting your clothes away. What does he look like?
I'll manage that. Thank you, Gertie.
Oh, well. Suit yourself.
I don't like servants going through my belongings. You can go now. Thank you.
It's up to you.
And there's no need to flounce like that.
I'm not flouncing. I'm walking.
Now, my writing case. If she... Oh, here we are. Now, dear Teddy, Isn't it about time we had a little talk?
Say, it's absolutely marvellous having you all here.
Thank you, Teddy.
Do start, everyone. Such a glorious outfit you're wearing, Cynthia. Sort of Rhine maiden, isn't it? Most unusual.
Bavarian, actually, Daphne. I think the Germanic look will be very fashionable before the year is out.
Really? Mm. I must make a note of that.
Do you know, you're our first proper guest since we moved in.
What a pity your mother had to die before you could get your hands on it, so to speak.
How was Germany, Cynthia?
Very clean. I was most impressed. I must tell you about the day.
Of course, it's terribly sad when people die and all that, but they have to, really, don't they? Otherwise, nobody would ever inherit anything, would they? And then we'll... Nobody would have homes or anything.
Quite right, old girl.
Oh, don't be such an ass, Mimsy.
Don't start, Lionel, please.
Huh?
Let's face it, Mimsy, darling. Where would you have been if Bertie hadn't died and left you a fortune?
Anyway, Cynthia, you were saying about Germany.
Well, I do think they've got the right idea. And, of course, their folk tunes are so stirring.
Do a lot of marching, that sort of thing, eh? Can't stand the bloody Hun myself. Barbaric race.
Oh, on the contrary, Freddy. Herr Hitler.
Gorgeous soup, Daphne.
Yes, isn't it? Oh, damn. Oh,
don't worry, darling. Got it?
Yes.
Some wine has been spilt. Clear it up, will you?
Could you move, please?
Oh,
dear. Such a nice cloth, too, still. I suppose you've got so many lovely things. It doesn't mean the same as it would to, say, someone like myself. You were saying, Lulu, about your divorce.
I was saying nothing of the sort, Cynthia. Hard luck.
Could you mind your arm, please?
Thank you, Gertie. That'll do. Thank you. Do you hear me, Gertie? That'll do.
Oh, you talking to me, sir?
Of course I am, you stupid girl.
My name's Edith.
Yes, yes, Gertie. That'll do. You can tell Rose to bring in the next course.
Right-o.
Oh. Well, what can one do? It's impossible to find good help these days. I do think the war gave them ideas. Of course, she was originally called Lavinia, but it doesn't seem suitable for a servant, does it? I thought Gertie much more appropriate. Cook obviously preferred Edith. It's all such a headache. Bravo, Cynthia. I'm sure your fingers must be absolutely aching by now. Let's play something on the gramophone, shall we?
Wouldn't you like to hear Men of Harlech?
Well, you can't dance for that, for heaven's sake, Cynthia.
Well, what about this one, then? It's another one I learnt in Germany.
No, no. Please, Cynthia, no more. No. No. No, Cynthia, please, no more. I'm so sorry. Of course I didn't mean that. Please, carry on, do.
No, thank you, Teddy. I can take a hint. I think I'll turn in now, if you don't mind. I've rather a lot of darning to do. Good night, all.
Really, Cynthia, there's no need to be...
Oh, what a relief. I thought I would die during that German slapping song.
Teddy, darling, put on the gramophone, for heaven's sake.
Right,
that woman must be one of the most appalling people ever to walk the earth.
But how do you know her?
She was school sneak, darling. Father lost all his money. Mm. Positively vile. For some reason, she adores us.
She thinks we're rather glamorous, but she can be terribly useful.
What on earth for?
Oh, you know, house-sitting, alibis. She's also brilliant at unblocking sinks.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, yes!
Oh, please, dance with me, darling.
Mr. Ackroyd, fish there.
Morning, Gertie.
Listen, there's a man here says you ran him over yesterday.
He says I what?
Ran him over in your car. You broke his leg.
Cheeky blighter. Where is he?
I'm here. Look what you done to my leg.
Why aren't you in hospital? What do you mean coming round here bothering us with this nonsense?
You nearly crippled me.
Rubbish. You'll be as right as rain by the weekend. You people are all the same, always blaming someone else for your misfortunes. What are you doing wandering around the village in the middle of the afternoon anyway? That's what I'd like to know. Why weren't you at work?
I haven't got a job, sir.
Well, there you are then, bone idle. If I'd known at the time, I'd have run you over twice for good measure. People like you make my blood boil. Go on, off you go. And don't show your face around here again, or I'll break the other one for you.
Country's going to the dogs. I'll get you for this, you bastard.
Here.
What?
You ain't got a spare fag, have you?
I'm gasping.
Who's that awful man you're shouting at, Freddy?
Some so-and-so who says I broke his leg.
What a strange thing to say.
You know, we ran him over yesterday.
Oh, him. Couldn't you have given him money or something?
Certainly not. There's probably nothing wrong with his wretched
leg. Oh, steady on, Freddy. Chap has every right to complain.
Oh, really, Lionel, don't be so tiresome.
I don't know where you develop this great affection for the lower orders. I've met one or two, and believe me, they're not worth
but
it.
But, darling, if we broke this fellow's leg, we'd
really... Rubbish, Lionel. He's a waster and a scoundrel. I've come across his type before. More sausages, anyone?
Anyone seen Daphne and Teddy? It's past 10.
Don't fuss, Lionel. They're probably doing their Greek dancing or something.
No.
More to the point, where's Cynthia? I think she's taken the hint and left.
I do hope so. I doubt it. Cynthia never takes hints.
Teddy, come here.
Morning, darling. Absolutely ravenous, aren't you?
Darling, please listen. Something awful has happened. Come into the drawing room.
Look.
Who's that?
It's Cynthia, darling.
What on earth does she think she's playing at? Cynthia, get up off the floor at once. You almost frighten the wits out of Daphne. A joke's a joke. Up you get.
Teddy, it's not a joke. It's real. She's...
Oh, good Lord, Daphs. I think you're right.
Teddy! Teddy, speak to me. Oh, dear. I thought this might be too much for you on an empty stomach. Teddy!
I say, where are Daphne and Teddy?
Looks like there's been some sort of accident, sir.
What do you mean, accident?
Well, Miss Cynthia seems to have had a nasty accident with a knife, sir.
Something absolutely frightful has happened.
What?
Cynthia. Teddy's fainted.
What exactly has happened to Cynthia?
I do hope it's something serious. I must say she's not only a dreadful bore, but she smells, have you noticed? Are you going to eat all those kidneys, Freddy?
This is not a joke. It's perfectly bloody. She's...
I don't think you ought to sit down, old girl. You look ghastly.
She's dead.
Oh, poor Cynthia! How did it happen?
What do you mean, poor Cynthia? None of us could stand
her. Oh, steady on, Lulu.
Oh, shut up, Lionel. She was hideous.
Please, stop it, all of you. What on earth am I going to do?
Oh, look, Mr. Boxrack's come round. Don't look his best, though, do he?
What happened? Where am I?
Cynthia's had an accident with an eye.
That's enough, Gertie. Go and clean every carpet in the house twice. And when you finish, tell cook there'll be one less for lunch. It would happen on the day when I'd arranged for some absolutely sweet people from the village to come over and give us a demonstration of the Helston bride-tossing ceremony. Oh, this is frightful. Gertie? Come here at once.
You talking to me?
Yes, of course.
My name is Edith.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. My nerves are shot to ribbons. I used to have a dog called Gertie. Perhaps that's what it is. Now,
Edith.
Now, Edith. I want you to clear this mess up.
This is a dead body.
I know that. Do something with it. Tidy it away. You're a housemaid, aren't you?
I don't think I can do that. Not until the police come.
What difference does it make where it is? I can't have it lying here. It's ghastly.
I don't want it left where it is for evidence and stuff.
What do you mean, evidence? What are you suggesting?
Well, you know, clues and that.
Oh, this is appalling. How can this be happening to a woman who's met Augustus John? And what's that in your hand?
It's a carpet beater.
What? Oh, go away, Gertie, please.
Right-o.
By the way, where's the mice and fruit dish?
The what?
China, China. It's a type of china. Never mind, go away.
Whatever you say.
Oh, Cynthia, why do you always have to spoil everything?
Oh, do shut up, Mimsy. Oh.
Everyone, this is Inspector Alcock.
Good morning.
And Police Constable...
Grass, madam.
Of course, Constable Grass. I think they want to, you know, well, ask a few questions, that sort of thing.
I do realise that this must be deeply distressing for you, madam.
What? Oh, absolutely.
Well, fire away, then.
Beg pardon, sir?
Well, get on with it. Ask us what you want to know, and let's get this beastly business out of the way.
All in good time, sir. All in good time. And I'm afraid I shall have to ask to see you all separately.
Oh, is that really necessary?
We'll try to make it as painless as possible, ma'am, I assure you. Is there another room we could use?
Oh, but of course. How many would you like?
Or perhaps you'd like to wait in the garden. Don't want to miss the sunshine, eh?
Let's go outside, for heaven's sake.
Very well. In that case, if you escort the ladies and gentlemen into the garden, Cress, I'll begin with Mrs. Berkshire Hunt.
If you'd care to come this way, ladies and gentlemen. Very unpleasant for you, I'm sure. Very nasty business indeed.
And now, ma'am, if you'd like to tell me the exact circumstances in which you discovered the deceased.
Well, I'd gone into the drawing room to collect a book called Sexual Ecstasy and Marriage, which I'd left there last night.
Oh, yes.
So I simply told him I knew nothing about it. I barely knew Cynthia, except that you always referred to her as school sneak.
Well, she was, darling. I must say, it's taking an age. I can't imagine what they want to talk to everyone about. Who on earth is this? Aunt Agatha, what are you doing here?
Just passing, dear. There are a number of policemen patrolling your gates. I had to drive in through a gap in the fence.
There's been a bit of an accident.
Nobody hurt, I hope.
Well, no, only Cynthia Crawcrook.
Who's
dead, actually.
Daphne.
There's no point beating about the bush, Teddy.
Well, goodness me, how fortunate for you that I happen to be passing.
But you live miles away, aunt.
What is that, my dear? Perhaps we'd better go inside and you can tell me all about it. You're looking rather picky, Teddy. More green vegetables. Remind me to tell cook. Good morning,
that old bat. Looks like Daphne's Aunt Agatha.
What? Famous sleuth. I expect she'll stop poking round and asking all sorts of questions. I can't abide women who meddle. Leave it to the men, that's what I say. Come.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, it's been very shocking for the ladies and gentlemen. Very shocking indeed. Different for us, mind you. All in a day's work for a policeman. Yeah, I'm quite used to corpses, me. They don't shock me, not a bit of it. I remember this particular corpse. That's what we call him in the trade. No, I remember this particular one. Horrible it was.
Would you like some more tea?
I don't mind if I do. Anyway, its face was all...
Forgive me, Constable Crass, but I have a weak stomach. I believe you wanted to ask some questions.
So I did. Now, you saw the body, miss, didn't you? Now, that knife, don't suppose you'd seen it before, had you?
Actually, Constable, as a matter of fact, I had.
Oh, what a perfectly ghastly day. Mm. I'm so glad Aunt Agatha's going to stay and sort things out. Do you think she could have been drunk or something?
Who? Aren't they?
No, Cynthia. Oh, it's all such a headache.
Well, she spoiled the entire halls, that's all I know. Who's outside the door?
Oh, please. Lulu, last night...
I told you, Lionel, I wasn't just drunk, I was practically comatose.
Oh, darling.
That's enough, Lionel. Go to bed. I don't know why Lulu is so beastly to Lionel. She usually sleeps with anyone, drunk or not. Good night, darling.
Now, everyone. Aunt A has looked at the body with Inspector Alcock and masses of detectives and things, and I think she's found out how Cynthia had such an awful accident.
I'm afraid it's rather more serious than that, my dear. Miss Crawcrook was found face down with a knife in her back. I think from those barest of facts, we can safely conclude that her death was not an accident.
There you are, Freddy. I told you it was suicide.
Really, Miss Wittering Smythe, not even a contortionist could stab themselves in the back.
Perhaps she fell on the knife.
My dear Teddy, I'm afraid you must face the unpleasant truth.
Surely you can't be suggesting...
Don't look so shocked, my dear. Someone is murdered somewhere in the world every 3 minutes. Did you know that?
But what a perfectly filthy thing to happen in one's own house.
Oh, I think it's rather thrilling.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Lulu, you're not in Chelsea now.
Of course, what we're missing is the murderer. And unfortunately, my dears, in this case, everything suggests that the person who carried out the crime is someone in this house.
Why, that's absolute fosh. Anyone could have broken in and killed Cynthia. Why on earth would anyone here wish to do such a thing?
Oh, I can think of millions of reasons, darling.
Mr. Ackroyd Fish.
Yes?
You are unaware, I take it, that the knife which killed Miss Crawcrook belonged to you?
That's preposterous.
The housemaid, Gertie, I believe her name is, saw it when she unpacked your bags on Sunday evening.
But this is dreadful.
I think I need a glass of water.
Freddy!
Oh, killing! Freddy Ackroyd Fish fainting from shock. We'll be able to dine out on this one for months.
Auntie Agatha, you don't really think Freddy killed Cynthia, do you?
No, my dear, I don't. It never occurs to people like Freddy to do anything for themselves, not even murders.
Oh, that's all right then. He's been grilled by Inspector Alcock at the moment. I was a bit worried he might be arrested. Perhaps Cynthia disturbed an intruder, a tramp or something. Do you think that could be it?
I think it most unlikely. No. Someone in this house knew something about Cynthia. Or perhaps she knew something about them. Or perhaps... Perhaps...
Perhaps what?
Huh? It's probably nothing at all, dear. Did I tell you that Uncle Matthew shot himself in the foot? Goes about in a sedan chair now. You really must write to him. He was very fond of your mother. Mm. Now, is it time for tea, do you think?
Yeah, of course. I'll call Gertie. I use this for the dogs, too. It works terribly well. Oh, dear. They've been talking to Freddy for an age. I do hope they're not being foul to him.
Now, listen here. Do you know who my father is?
We do indeed, sir.
Well, I think you'll find he could make life very difficult for you if you continue with these vile accusations. I've no idea how my fishing knife came to be stuck in Cynthia's back, but I can assure you that none of us here would dream of doing such a thing. Miss Crawcrook was a perfectly delightful girl.
Oh, you're the first person to say so, sir. The other ladies and gentlemen have made somewhat different remarks about the unfortunate Miss Crawcrook. I can give you a random selection. Fat, boring and stupid. Utterly repellent. Really one of the most tedious personalities it has ever been my misfortune to meet. Whoever killed Cynthia did the world a service. Well, I don't think I need go on. However, sir, as it happens... You have no need to worry. Miss Withering Smythe has informed us that during the crucial hour or so in question, you were taking a bath together and had no time to murder Miss Crawcrook or anyone else. I don't think we need trouble you any further at present. Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, right. I must say, a chap feels dashed awkward about a thing like this.
Oh, quite understand, sir. Mum's the word. You don't need to tell me about young widows, sir. Why, only last week I... Oh, yeah, but that's another story. Crass, show Mr. Ackroyd Fish out, will you?
This way, sir.
Thank you, Sergeant.
What if the young lady was lying, sir?
I don't think so, Crass. Bit of a looker, though, hey?
Do hurry up, Daphne. That was the gong for dinner.
Just fixing my hair. Darling, You didn't kill Cynthia, did you?
Why should I want to do a thing like that?
I was just thinking about Mummy, that's all.
That was a mercy killing, darling.
This is an entirely different kettle of fish.
Oh, good. I am glad. Such a frightful bore trying to explain everything to Aunt A otherwise. Now, darling, do remind me to get the maid's name right this evening.
Polly, isn't it?
We really must try harder about these things, Teddy. They are a type of human being, after all. There. Do I look like Ottoline Morell?
Oh, rather.
Do stop striding around, Lionel. It's dreadfully irritating.
I don't understand.
It's very simple, darling. I'll marry you on one condition, that you give up this absurd affectation you call socialism.
That's asking an awful lot, Lulu. Besides, it's not an affectation.
Well, whatever it is, it does nothing for your dress sense. Anyway, I can't possibly marry someone who's renounced their inheritance. If that's not an affected sort of gesture, I can't think what is. I personally need a great deal of money, Lionel, even if you don't.
All right. I'll do whatever you want. Please, say you'll marry me.
Darling, I adore you when you're sensible. You may kiss your fiancé.
Oh, Lulu. Oh, my princess. My heart's darling, my empress.
That's enough, Lionel. Come to bed. We've got 10 minutes before dinner. Darling, exactly how much will you be worth when you come into your inheritance?
What? Oh, gosh, I've no idea. A couple of million?
Marvellous.
Nothing. Now, what about along here?
Good morning, Aunt. Do you think I could have a word with you? It's a bit delicate, you see.
Certainly, Teddy. Shall we say 11:30 in the library? Try not to be late. I have a meeting with Inspector Alcock at lunchtime.
All right. Oh, Lord. Late for the Greek dancing. Daphne will kill me. What on earth?
Carry on, Mr. Ackroyd Fish. Don't mind me. So sorry to disturb your morning tea. Now, is there another window in here?
Yes, in the bathroom.
Of course. Ah! Oh, I do beg your pardon, Miss Wittering-Smythe. Ah, just as I thought. So, in that case, it couldn't have been. Ah, well, so sorry for the intrusion. Good morning.
Freddy's asked me to marry him. Do you think I should?
Good Lord, Mimsy, I hardly think this is the time to think of that sort of thing. A murder has been committed. We are all suspects.
Don't be pompous, Lionel. Anyway, I saw the news about you two this morning.
What?
You are a dark horse, I must say.
I told Lulu not to tell anyone.
It's in the Times, darling.
What?
Lulu used to be engaged to the publisher, silly. I expect it's in the Telegraph as well. She had a positive passion for newspaper magnates at one time. Now, Lionel, do you think I should marry Freddy?
No, I don't. He's a boring, privileged, bedwetting cretin. And I should have thought that even you, Mimsy, dim as you are, could find yourself a husband marginally more palatable than that fat Tory half-wit. He reminds me of an overweight schoolboy.
I know, Lionel, but no one else is asking me. And I have my future to consider. I'm 32 next week.
I'm sorry, Mimsy. You know Freddy and I can't stand each other. How many newspaper proprietors did you say Lulu was engaged to?
I've no idea, darling. Oh, thank goodness, here they come. I wasn't seriously thinking of marrying Freddy, I suppose. I'm not quite as silly as that.
I say, hurry up!
Sorry, we've taken so long. Teddy's got an awful headache, so we'll have to go without him. What's wrong, Lionel? You look positively murderous.
That's a rather inappropriate choice of words, Daphne.
Oh, heavens, I am sorry. Do come on. You'll adore this place, Lionel. It's full of the most marvellous characters, just the sort of people you like.
Yeah.
And you can have a pint of bitter. Won't that be fun? I say, do any of you remember a dreadful girl called Mavis Ditch?
She was ghastly.
Mavis what?
Ditch, scholarship girl. Dreadfully common. Daddy and I gave her a lift home one halls. It was frightful. Almost suburban and positively minute. Heaven knows where the servants slept.
All that furniture was bought, I remember.
I bet you were vile to her.
Oh, of course. We used to rag her mercilessly.
It was marvellous fun.
Well, I'm sure I saw her in the village the other day. I'm almost certain it was her.
Did you speak?
No, I hid in the baker's shop until she was safely out of the way.
What a lucky escape. She's sure to have invited herself for tea or something.
Yes, and she'd have said things like, well, who's the lucky man, then? And this is a very nice place you've got yourself.
Oh, please.
Perhaps she lives round here.
I hope not.
Or perhaps she'd come to see you.
Oh, don't, Freddy. She really was a very low sort.
Here we are. Now, isn't this a heavenly pub? Landlord's an absolute sweetie. You buy, Lionel. I haven't a bean on me.
Good morning. Isn't this delicious?
Heavens, what a slum. Can we sit down? I'm not standing at the bar.
Morning, gentlemen. Ladies, what can I do for you?
Well, first of all, we'd like a table. They all seem to be full.
Bert, move yourself. Let the ladies and gentlemen sit down.
Well, really, there's no need.
Thank you so much. Now, Lulu, please don't ask for cocktails. Beer or cider? I don't recommend the cider. They keep frogs in it.
Righto. Beer all round, then. Very well, sir.
This is not my idea of fun.
I think it's absolutely fascinating.
Now, Lulu, do drink your beer when it arrives. It's terribly good for you. Why do you think poor people have such rosy cheeks?
It looks foul.
There seems an awful lot of it.
Mind if I sit here?
Oh, oh. Yes, certainly.
Yeah, you with a stupid face. I know you, don't I?
What did you say?
I knew it was you. Here, fellas, here's the one who broke my leg.
Will you listen to me?
Put me out of work for 3 months, you have. What are you going to do about it, eh?
There, Tom, I'm sure this isn't the gentleman who ran you over.
He bloody is and he bloody knows it.
Come along, we're leaving. I'm not staying to listen to this sort of abuse.
Well, what about this sort of abuse, then?
For goodness sake, Freddy, the man's half crippled already.
So exciting, so
primitive. Gentlemen, gentlemen, please.
How much do you want? Is £50 enough? I am terribly sorry about this.
What are you offering him money for, you traitor?
Well, I don't know.
75. There you are. I must apologise for Mr. Aykroyd Fish. He's under a great deal of strain at the moment. I think it best we leave now. Come along, everybody. Goodbye! So sorry.
I said it wouldn't be any
problem. I think the story in
human is terribly fascinating.
Well, drinks on me legs, eh?
Nice to have them all out of the way, eh, Cress? Where did you say they've gone?
A public house, I believe, sir.
All right for some, eh? Pass me some more of that crusted port, will you? Yes, I could grow quite partial to this. Well, Cress, this is a rum do.
It certainly is, sir.
I must say Agatha Marsh has her uses. Who'd have thought it of Mr. Berkshire Hunt, eh?
Quite common amongst the upper classes, so I believe, sir.
Can't abide that sort of thing myself. Still, this case has its consolations. That Lulu Frobisher's a damned attractive woman.
A fine-looking woman, sir.
Yeah. Reminds me of a girl I knew in Darlington once. Couldn't get enough of me. I like that in a woman, Crass. Gratitude. Nothing suits a woman better, in my opinion.
Very true, sir, very true. Lot of women very uppity these days. Sign of the times, I suppose.
Giving them the vote was our first mistake. Now, I need as much information as you can get on Miss Corcrook's background. See to it, will you?
Certainly, sir.
Go and have another poke around her room. Make some phone calls.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and Crass.
Yes, sir.
Wear your gloves this time, eh? Those prints you left yesterday nearly had you on trial for murder.
Oh, yes, sir. Sorry about that.
I must say, it's a great relief to have Cynthia out of the way.
She would have gone for the petrol, though, Lou. It'll take Daphne hours with that awful old man in his cart. I don't know how she could bear to sit next to him.
Daphne doesn't mind peasants.
I do. Why are rich people so much nicer than poor people? Common people talk so oddly. I can never understand what they're saying.
My background's trade. I suppose that counts against me, does it?
You said it, old man.
Don't be horrid, Freddy. I think it's rather exotic being Jewish. Anyway, he's terribly rich, and that makes up for everything.
Not in my book, it doesn't.
Don't start, Freddy. Where is Daphne?
If I were Teddy, I'd put a stop to that blasted dancing of hers.
It's artistic, apparently.
I've only one word for artistic types. Mincing minis. I'm not ashamed of the sort of man I am. Never read a book in my life, and I'm proud of it. Can't abide these nimini-pimini Nancy boy artists.
Oh, look! It's Daphne with the petrol! Ah. Oh, she's so clever, isn't she? However did she manage to find a Bugatti to give her a lift round here?
Here they are. Now, Teddy, my dear, you must face this out. You hear me?
Must I?
Everyone, may I have your attention for a minute? Teddy has something he'd like to say to you all. Haven't you, Teddy?
Yes. Right. Let's get it over with, shall we? First of all, I didn't kill Cynthia.
Of course you didn't, darling. Why would you want to do a thing like that?
Because, Daphne, Cynthia's been blackmailing me for years.
What on earth for?
Because I'm a practicing homosexualist. I prefer the company of men. Do you understand me?
But all men are like that, darling. Daddy hardly spoke to Mummy for 30 years. He much preferred his friends.
I'm a gentleman of the Greek persuasion. Do you understand?
That's nothing to be ashamed of, Teddy. We've got Italian blood in our family.
What Teddy is trying to tell you is that he prefers the company of men in a sexual sense. And before you react too strongly, Daphne, I must tell you that your own father was of an exactly similar persuasion.
Oh, that!
What a fuss about nothing. Why, for years, Lulu and I...
Be quiet, Daphne.
But we did, darling.
Do you mean to tell me...
No, not anymore. Well, hardly ever, anyway. We should all be terribly modern about it and not give it another thought. It was perfectly filthy of Cynthia to make such a fuss, especially...
I don't know about modern, but I think you're all damn sewers.
My dears... The point is, if Cynthia was blackmailing Teddy, was she blackmailing anyone else? That is what we must discover.
I think we all need a drink, don't you?
Here you are. Cocktails.
Oh, Gertie? Were you eavesdropping by any chance?
What? Something the matter?
I say, anyone seen my jade cufflinks? Put them down in the dining room, last thing she disappeared.
Probably the maid, darling. I wouldn't trust her as far as I could throw her. Have your breakfast.
Well, I expect they'll turn up. Anyway, I don't think we should let this wretched business with Cynthia spoil the holiday.
Well, I've no intention of allowing Cynthia to spoil anything now that she's dead. She spoiled quite enough while she was alive.
Oh, that's in very poor taste, Lulu.
Cynthia's whole life was in very poor taste, Lionel. Freddy, why are you pulling that awful face? Oh.
Oh, dear. Whatever's wrong with Mr. Freddy? Did something go down the wrong way?
Call a doctor, for God's sake.
I said, you should not keep that rat poison next to the salt, or one of these days you're going to have a little accident. Here, do you think we should take his face out of his porridge? I mean, he might be drowning in there, mightn't he? Oh, dear. Don't look too good, do he? Do you know what I think? I think he's dead.
I'm afraid we must all remain here until we find out what happened to Mr. Aykroyd Fish, my dear.
I don't know what to say, Mimsy. I feel dreadful about all this.
Well, there's obviously some sort of lunatic on the loose.
Do you think so, Lionel?
Well, who else could it be?
That's precisely what I'm endeavouring to find out, my dear.
Inspector Alcock.
Well, ma'am, it doesn't look too good, I'll say that.
What was it?
Murder.
Oh.
And unless I'm very much mistaken, of which I rarely am, someone in this house knows something about it.
Anything else?
No, thank you, Gertie, and stop hovering like that.
Stop what?
That will be all, Gertie. You can go now.
Oh. All right.
But who can have done it?
I don't want to be careless, darling, but he was a bit of a buffoon.
Well, that's hardly a reason to murder someone, Lulu.
You're vile, all of you. I know Freddy wasn't madly intelligent or modern or any of the other things you all think so important, but he was decent. He wasn't a homosexualist or a socialist.
What
or...
about fascist?
Oh, don't start that, Lionel.
And was he being blackmailed by Cynthia?
Of course he
it wasn't.
How do you know, darling?
Because we were going to be married, that's why.
You told me you weren't going to marry him.
I changed my mind. And while I remember, Lionel, you were absolutely horrid about Freddie. You said he was a fat, pompous Tory.
Is this true, sir?
Well, yes, it is. What of it?
You hated him because he was everything you are not. He wasn't bitter and twisted and...
Jewish?
Oh, please,
stop it, everyone. I'm sure Mimsy doesn't mean it, Lionel. She's overwrought. I'm so sorry, Inspector Alcock. You must think it's terribly rude.
On the contrary, ma'am, I find it all very interesting. Perhaps one of you ought to put Miss Withering Smythe to bed with a sedative.
Yes, of course. Come on, Mimsy.
And now, for the rest of you, I don't want anyone to leave here. Is that clear? PC Crass will remain on the premises overnight. If any of you feel an overwhelming urge to provide us with information, he'll be only too willing to assist. For the time being, I suggest you all get a good night's sleep, and I'd keep your bedroom doors locked if I were you. Good afternoon.
I never poisoned Mr. Freddy, and you're a wicked hussy to say so. I'm a cook, not a murderess.
I never said you did. I only said it was a funny place to keep the rat poison. I don't expect you did it deliberately. Must admit, you do like a drink.
Me?
Well, what about that time you made me serve sandwiches to the vicar with saddle soap in them instead of butter?
I thought it was gentleman's relish. Well, you know, it's a similar pot.
Edith, please, just because cook made an unfortunate mistake with the sandwiches on one occasion, it doesn't follow she's a poisoner. Good Lord, child, we're in England. It takes more than that, sort of tittle-tattle, to condemn someone here.
Well said, sir. Although, if it could be proved that Cook was dead drunk at the time, it'd save us all a lot of energy. We'd all go home.
I wasn't drunk. I've never been drunk at that time of the morning in my life.
No sense of humour, Cook. That's your trouble. Anyway, wasn't rat poison that killed Mr. Ackroyd Fish. It was cyanide.
See?
Blimey. Just like the pictures, innit?
Well, I think I'll have a bath and an early night.
Oh, I say, Gertie, I do beg your pardon. Hello, Gertie. What on earth are you doing?
Come in, for pity's sake. I can't hear a word you're saying.
I say, Gertie, what do you think you're playing at?
I'm taking a bath. What does it look like?
Well, yes, but you know, haven't you got a bathroom of your own?
Oh, there's an old zinc tub that Cook gets out once a week, but I must say it's not what I'm used to.
Oh, how beastly for you.
I chose your bathroom, Lionel. You don't mind me calling you Lionel, do you? Because I knew you'd understand. You've been a socialist and everything.
Oh, absolutely, please. Carry on, do I? We've no idea you've nowhere of your own to bed. I must speak to Teddy about it.
No. Don't do that, Lionel. Come here a moment.
Oh, good Lord, Gertie. I don't know how I've never noticed it before, but without your glasses on, you're beautiful.
I'd better get back. I can't stay here all night. I'll see you tomorrow, Lionel.
I think I'm in love.
Sorry about the frightful scene yesterday, Daphne. I can't think why I was so upset.
Darling, your fiancé had just been murdered. Of course you felt a little emotional.
He wasn't my fiancé, that's the thing. I only said he was because I felt sorry for him. You know, being dead and everything. People always seem much nicer when they're dead, don't you think?
Mm.
Of course, it's all dreadfully tragic and all that, but... Well, I'm rather relieved, actually. I mean, you know, even I was bored by him. When did you...
Oh, do let's be civilised about this, Mimsy.
It was a frightful experience. Quite unpleasant.
It does rather sound like Freddy.
Did he like you too?
Yes.
Did you?
I tried.
Uncomfortable, isn't it?
Impossible.
Horrid.
Quite horrid.
There you are, Lulu. Any idea what time you might be back?
In time for dinner. Inspector Alcock made me promise.
Oh, don't forget your bag. Oh, good Lord. Where's the town? What on earth have you got in here?
Put it on the back seat, Lionel. Stop making a fuss.
See you at dinner. Where's she off to then?
Oh, hello, Gertie. Miss Frobisher's just gone to talk to a stockbroker about some shares. Darling, we must be careful. No one must see us together.
I'll come to your room tonight. There's something I have to tell you.
Yes, yes, do.
Lionel, can I have a word with you, old man?
Yes, of course, Teddy.
In here. The fact is, I think we're dealing with more than just a murderer.
What do you mean?
Well, this is dashed awkward, Lionel, but a lot of things have gone missing over the last few days. You know, trinkets and whatnot. And now, a couple of frightfully valuable Dresden figurines.
Any idea who's responsible?
That's just the thing. It does rather look as if Lulu might have had something to do with it all. You see.
Teddy's told me all about it. Do the police know?
Actually, darling, it was Inspector Alcock who told us. He's following Lulu at this moment. Of course, we'd known for ages that she was a teeny bit kleptomaniac, but one doesn't like to see anything, does one?
She always took such small things in the past.
But why?
Debts, apparently. The really awkward thing is that she seems to have borrowed an enormous sum of money from Freddie.
Which, you must admit, looks a teeny bit suspicious in the circumstances.
Of course, we're not suggesting for a moment.
No, of course not. I think I'll have my dinner in my room this evening. Get Gertie to bring me something up. I think Alcock must be talking to her now.
I need to talk to you, Lionel.
Do you think she did it? I can't understand why.
That's just it, darling. Agatha Marsh has been prowling around.
Oh.
Now listen to me. Now, if it's what I think it is in this envelope, just as I thought. Well, really, you are a very wicked girl indeed. Cyanide. A very wicked girl.
Oh, my poor darling, it must have been ghastly for you.
Do you want me to go?
No, I want you to stay. Listen, I'll tell you what we must do.
So, if you could assemble your remaining guests here at 1 o'clock sharp, I think Miss Marsh and I may be able to shed some light on this business.
Well done, Inspector. How on earth did you solve it?
The old grey matter, sir. The old grey matter. Never been known to let me down in 20 years.
Really, Inspector?
Yeah, of course, Miss Marsh has been very useful.
Really? You are a master of understatement.
Thank you, Miss Marsh. That's very kind of you.
I'm sure you both worked frightfully hard. We're terribly grateful.
Of course. It's rather embarrassing to think that someone in one's own household is a mass murderer.
Only two, darling. That's not a mass. Now, 1 o'clock, Inspector, I'll round everyone up.
And don't tell them the reason for this gathering, my dear. Otherwise, you'll upset all the inspectors' carefully laid out plans. I'm now going up to my room for a nap. I must say, Inspector Alcock, you are living up to your name.
The Wizard of the Yard, eh?
That's not quite what I had in mind. See you all at one.
Now, Inspector Alcock just wants to have a word about the murders and everything.
Really? I thought he might be going to give a lecture on cocoa.
Don't be difficult, Lou. Now, are we all here, do you think?
Where's Lionel?
Oh, don't look at me, darling. I haven't seen him since breakfast. He made a point of ignoring me. I'm rather thinking of calling the whole thing off. I can't stand men who sulk.
Well, if he's not here, we may as well start without him.
Do you think that's wise, Inspector?
With respect, Miss Marsh, leave these things to the professionals and we'll have this business sorted out in no time.
Just as you wish.
Now then, ladies and gentlemen, I'll come straight to the point. One of you is a murderer.
Oh, I adore your subtlety, Inspector.
Talking of subtlety, Miss Frobisher, I think you pushed your luck a bit with the Rubins.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Good grief. Has the Rubens gone?
Do you mean to say you hadn't noticed?
Well, now I think about it, I did notice something vaguely wrong with the dining room.
Oh, honestly, Lulu, why didn't you come to Teddy or me for a loan, or Lionel? There was no need to take the Rubens. We were bound to have noticed eventually.
I'll tell you why. Because she was ashamed to admit her gambling debts. £100,000, to be exact.
Oh,
oh, this is ridiculous. I've never heard such nonsense.
And not only that, pass me the book, Kras.
Sir.
This harmless-looking book belonged to Cynthia Corkrook. She was blackmailing you, Miss Frobisher, just as she was blackmailing Mr. Berkshire Hunt. Oh, yes, yes, it's all here. She knew you were a compulsive gambler, just as she knew you were a kleptomaniac.
But we all knew that.
What?
One could hardly miss it, darling.
It's all down here. Dates, times. You made the last payment only 2 days before Miss Corkrook died so conveniently.
I didn't kill her!
Tell that to a jury, miss. Arrest her, Cress!
Oh, no!
Haven't you forgotten something, Inspector?
I don't think so, Miss Marsh.
What about Mr. Ackroyd Fish? Did she kill him too? If so, why?
That'll all come out in good time. She'll talk. Don't worry.
You haven't listened to a word I've said for the last 2 days, Inspector. I've tried to help you, and it seems you have deliberately misunderstood. Miss Frobisher has not murdered anyone. I'll tell you who the murderer is. Mavis Ditch.
Mavis Ditch?
Mavis Ditch.
Otherwise known as Gertie.
Do you mean Edith, madam?
I knew Gertie reminded me of someone.
Oh, Lulu, I'm so glad it wasn't you.
I don't understand. Explain, Gertie.
I don't have to if I don't want to.
Do you deny it, then?
I might.
Cynthia's blackmailing book was found in your possession, along with a quantity of cyanide.
That doesn't mean a thing. I'm baffled, Gertie. Mavis, why were you pretending to be a maid in the first place, and why should you wish to harm any of us?
Why do you think? Don't you remember how you treated me at school?
But that was years ago, darling.
I needed a job. I thought this might be fun. I can take these wretched glasses off now. That's better. Just look at you all. What a bunch. I hate you, do you know that?
Why? Is it because we're rich and you're not? That's the way of the world, I'm afraid.
It's not envy. It's because you treated me like dirt for 8 years of my life. When I think that people like you are running the country, you bunch of smug, patronizing bastards.
Oh, really?
I feel quite justified in shooting the lot of you.
There's no need for that kind of language.
Why did you kill Cynthia and Freddy?
I killed Cynthia because she recognized me. I killed Freddy because he got on my nerves. Every privilege known to man, and he could barely spell his own name. And he was disgusting to Lionel.
Do you realize that by admitting these things, you are signing your own death warrant?
Oh, really?
You are a very foolish young woman. Arrest her, Crass.
Blimey. Arrest this one, arrest that one. Anyone else want to own up first?
I don't like insolence, Crass.
There's something else I want to say. I've been sleeping with your boyfriend, Lulu.
You're revolting! Take her away before I kill her!
It's true, though.
Good grief. What a frightful racket. It's a plane. Landing on the lawn.
Goodbye, all.
Oh, oh, stop her,
grab her, Crass.
Blimey, she's got a gun.
Don't anyone come any nearer.
You're being very foolish, Gertie. Someone could get killed.
Stay where you are and no one will get hurt. Lionel and I are joining the International Brigade in Spain. Don't try to find us. I don't think any of you have the stomach for a civil war. We're very wealthy, remember. Lionel is using his inheritance for the cause of socialism. And we can buy our freedom if necessary.
No, honestly.
Hurry up, darling!
I'm coming, Lionel! Hold on, darling!
Well, a right mess you've made of that, Cress.
Me?
But how could Lionel sleep with her?
She looks rather pretty without her glasses. I was quite surprised, weren't you, Teddy?
I want him caught! I want him hanged!
You will feel less hysterical in the morning. Anyone want a drink? Now, Lulu, darling, about the Rubens.
Extraordinary. Quite extraordinary.
Such a relief to know it wasn't one of us. Now, cook, there'll be one less for dinner, and you'll have to help roast serve until we find a new girl. I think you could bring up some champagne, and you might tell Perkins to look at the lawn. I'm sure that plane's made a frightful mess.
In Lethal Cocktails by Sheila Stevenson, Elizabeth Bell played Daphne Berkshire Hunt, Christopher Good, Teddy Berkshire Hunt. Joan Matheson, Aunt Agatha, John Moffat, Inspector Alcock, Joan Walker, Gertie, Elizabeth Mansfield, Lulu Frobisher, Melinda Walker, Mimsy Wittering Smythe, Geoffrey Collins, Lionel Spender, Michael Graham Cox, Freddie Aykroyd Fish, Tina Marion, Cynthia Crawcrook, Ian Target, PC Crass, Brian Miller, Roast, Anna Cropper, Cook, and Michael Bilton, The Old Man. Lethal Cocktails was directed by Glyn Dearman.